I'm not sure who wrote this intro. Looking at art is often boring.
That was me.
That was me. Put my hand up. That's in case you haven't recognised the dulcet tones of Veronica Matheson. Matheson thinks looking at art is boring, but
not
Tasmania's...
often. Not all the time.
Oh, okay. But Tasmania's controversial MONA, an acronym for the Museum of Old and New Art, it changed all that. It was the brainchild of David Walsh, a mathematician and a professional gambler. MONA's got subterranean galleries that house its much-talked-about art on the banks of the River Derwent, not far from Hobart. It opened in 2011. It now attracts almost 500,000 Australian and international visitors annually. And it's just announced plans to build a hotel and a meeting space on the site. And at AIM, Veronica Matheson caught up with Maria Lurecki, who is MONA's Hospitality Operations Manager.
MONA really has put Tasmania on the map of late, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been amazing. I think it's reached far beyond David's any aspirations that he had, but it has certainly hit a mark that has brought people from around the world, really, but also brought people to a place that were locals who would not necessarily normally go to a museum. He's really hit on an idea and been able to express that in architecture and make it something extraordinary.
Since January 2011, when it opened, how many visitors have you had? Are you tallying them up?
Yes. I mean, the expectation was there'd be 350,000 a year, and we thought that would be amazing if we reached that. But we are getting to 500,000 a year. I mean, the visitation is very solid.
How would you describe MONA? If someone said to you, what is MONA?
It's a kind of Disneyland for contemporary art, but I don't think that does justice to it. Certainly the museum is the draw card, and I think the inspiration for many ideas to be put out there. What currently our current exhibition, Origins of Art, is a commission that we think brings to fruition why David built MONA. He asked four eminent scientists / creative minds to write an essay on science meets art in simplicity. And the fruition of that, the essays that were written and then the artworks that were used in those essays, are now our current exhibition.
Tell me a little bit about David. I mean, he's the man behind this.
He's
behind
an extraordinary
MONA.
Person. He's not, a usual person. He has an amazing mind. He's a savant. He is an avid reader. He collects information, on a large scale. He has a brilliant mind. He likes to present facts, but he likes you to push against it. He doesn't think he's a glorified font of knowledge. I don't think I might be saying the wrong thing here, but it doesn't appear that way to me. He's incredibly accessible in moments, but in other moments he's shut down because he's working on something and he's not into pleasantries, polite conversation. That's rather refreshing, I have to find, in this day and age where political correctness is, rather direct.
He's had so much publicity.
Well, he's got a story to tell. It's a real story. And because he's working so hard on projects, on information, on things that either come to fruition in an exhibition or are a stance on something that is for our community, socially minded. He's married to an incredible person, Kirsha Keshele, who has her own projects, her own... she runs a thing called 24 Carat Gardens, but also she's an artist and an architect in her own right. People misjudge her if they think she's just the gorgeous thing which she is. That's what makes it fascinating. They've taken a lot on. I think there's a huge responsibility in what they've done. They're not flippant about it. It's not a bottomless money pit. It's very serious, and he's quite serious, and yet he doesn't take himself too seriously. There are people who dislike the artwork, and David actually really loves that.
He likes the controversy.
He does. And in fact, if works become too popular, we have an artwork that, of course, is the focus of female anatomy, which is actually quite a beautiful artwork. He took it down for a while because he said it's just too popular. He said that's all anyone wants to see. He said I want them to see the other stuff. he wants you to see the small things as well. There's a couch there that purrs when you sit on it.
Oh.
You know, that people just go there to have a moment of rest because the building is demanding. Mm.
And also there's a lot of other things there. I mean, you've got the Morella Estate, haven't you, the winery.
It's the 55th vintage of Morella. Through the vision of Claudio Al Corso in setting up the vines. I guess he's the person that began the journey of that site in our time. That precludes indigenous people. We have a number of hospitality sites on site, a wine bar that's attached to the winery, fabulous restaurant, the Source Restaurant. Our executive chef is the incredible Vince Trim, who's been there 7 years. He's been there since before the opening, and he's grown up. A lot of us are unusual people in our positions. I say that for myself as well. But for 18 years, I've also been the coordinator for Contemporary Voice at the University of Tasmania at the Conservatorium. I have a musical background. And that's the case for many people at Mona. They're artists or musicians or, builders. They have a double life. But to work in this place is quite an incredible experience.
I think it would be very stimulating, wouldn't it? So what next?
We've got a 160-room hotel and conference facility coming, which we're very excited. 1,100-seater cinema breakout rooms, extraordinary secrets. I won't tell what they are. We saw the plans yesterday. David loves acronyms, so the hotel will be called HOMO.
And this is actually happening beside Mona?
It's on site.
On site.
It'll come. So it's going to be right next to the museum, the new hotel.
So that is land that is already owned by David?
Yes, absolutely. It'll go, there's a little surprise. There's a part of it that'll be on the river, but
yeah, it'll probably be underground too. But you can't say anything at the moment.
Well, he will dig in. That's the style. And Nonda has designed, the man who designed the museum, mm-hmm. Nonda Kotsalidis, who's inspirational. And Nonda and David have a great friendship. I think they're up to their 19th iteration of the hotel. But we were shown the plans yesterday, and it's amazing. It's very close, so we're very excited.
It's just another development, isn't it? I mean, it just keeps going on and on.
Well, fingers crossed that it'll all go, but everyone's pushing in that direction to make that happen. We've talked about having functions and events. You know, we have some very inspiring events that are curated.
Tell me about a few of them.
Yes.
They would be a little bit different, wouldn't they?
Oh, they're amazing. We've had a series of tables built that we can adapt, and they were designed by Kirsha and Laura McCusker, one of our great Tasmanian designers, which are, you can actually change what goes into the table. They're like a little view box, if you like.
So Mona is just evolving, isn't it?
Oh, I think it will continue to. You know, David has a lot of ideas, and fingers crossed, as long as we keep doing good business and making that experience worthwhile to visit, people will still come, I think. And I think they'll be greatly rewarded for their journey.